Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Much has been happening within South Africa's political landscape. Much of us have been paying attention to the upcoming municipal elections and local government elections, which have been marred by a lot of confusion, but quite clear that we will hear that date being announced on the 20th of September by the Minister of Cooperative Governance. Now, this also comes at a time when the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, has said that the government aims to establish a citizen-centered public service delivery system that is seamless, adaptive, and responsive. This new adaptive service delivery model, or district development model, he says, will bring about development where it is needed the most. I think many of us as South African citizens on the ground know the need for ongoing service delivery, but to help us unpack what this new model is, where it might be implemented, and how best it needs to be set out within the South African narrative, we join on the line by Chief Revenue Advisor at Ntiso Consulting, Mielani Oledi. Mielani, thank you so much for your time and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Yeah, thank you very much, and good evening to the listeners, and good evening to yourself.
Indeed. We're excited to have you for this one because I guess it's an interesting theme, comes at quite a poignant time in South Africa's trajectory, given that the local government elections are coming up. But this new district development model for citizen-centered public service delivery, help us understand what it is and if the timing of this potential launch comes at the right time.
So firstly, I think it's important to understand that we often speak about the local government as being the center or the ground where things should be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, local municipalities are the ones that are closer to the people from the service point of view, service delivery, and all the other things that people may want to access from government. However, there's always been the notion of spheres of government. And if you look at the provincial government and the national government, always well-funded from a budgeting point of view, the national may enjoy about 45% of the fiscals, the provincial about 43%, and about 9% or so going into local government. So if you imagine that local government, where things are supposed to be happening, that is where there is the smallest part of the fiscals goes into local government. So what the district development model is trying to achieve is to realign government and in a sense to break away the issue of spheres and create one government which is going to have an alignment across national, provincial to local when it comes to implementation of projects and certainly from budgets and various things that must happen to move service delivery.
Sounds like a good idea, Mielani, but I've got my concerns. Do we have the capacity and the resources in order to enable such a district development model?
So the local government, again, from a skills point of view, has unfortunately been one of the, and I'll still use the word spheres of government,
yes,
which have had a revolving door with regards to skills coming in and leaving as quickly as they've come in, and skills shortages, and in some cases, challenges with regards to attracting the right kind of skills. So provincial, national sit with highly skilled bureaucrats, officials, administrators, and all the sorts who understand policy, who understand the running of government. And therefore, the district development model should also achieve, if it's to succeed, must open up the issue of sharing of skills. At the district level, and you may find that districts have on average about between 3 to 5 or 6 municipalities. At the district sit also highly skilled people. If there is a shared services model that is going to be implemented at the district, those skills or pool of skills can be moved between locals and supporting locals, be it from a financial management point of view, from a technical point of view, and certainly to pull in the provincial and the national skills, which are often centered around what they would call their sphere of national or provincial,
mm-hmm,
but to create a pool of skills which is going to be much wider. So we're talking about creating one budget which cuts across. So if there is a project where Sandral needs to build a road, the provincial roads agencies need to also be aligned, as well as the local municipalities to be aligned around building a road, which all of them are going to throw their bit of the budget. And therefore, that means the expertise, the skills, and the planning should be in unison.
Mielani, I am definitely keen to hear your thoughts on this one, as you are Chief Revenue Advisor at Ndiso Consulting. Does the alignment of the funds and allocation of the budget necessarily translate into better controls and measurement to minimize corrupt activity and efficient channeling of that money to the right and necessary projects?
Well, I think that is always a challenge, and it's a challenge that we are constantly dealing with across government. And the perception is that at local level, it tends to be a bit more rife. Mm. But the reality is that across government, it's a challenge that everyone needs to deal with the whole issue of corruption and channeling of funds. But we also believe that as soon as there is oversight around the budgets, and not only from one sphere, but across the board, that should increase oversight because of the various people that are watching and having an interest in the delivery and the successful delivery of such projects. Perhaps it could be a way of creating a burning platform for more oversight and therefore more of a deterrent for people not to misuse public funds.
Valid point, Mielani. But we're looking forward to seeing how this does unfold and, of course, hearing from Ndiso Consulting as to, you know, how these developments really do translate into service delivery on the ground, which enhances not only the livelihoods of South African citizens, but also improves in the investment and business climate that is also required to upskill, create jobs, and, of course, provide access to revenues for many businesses as well as governments. Mielani, thank you so much for your time this evening. We really appreciate the details you've shared with us. That's Mielani Oleni. He's the Chief Revenue Advisor at Ndiso Consulting, helping us understand what is being proposed by the president, a new district model for service delivery, aligning funding, aligning the streams of skills that are also required, really in an attempt to make sure that we have one budget in an intergovernmental strategic framework, making sure that services are delivered both at a district and metropolitan facility and level.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.